The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm also now the mom of an active duty son, a longtime writer for the military spouse world, and the author of the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. I created this podcast to bring you inspiration as you navigate your own military life, which can be amazing while also challenging. Whether you're dealing with a move, deployment, raising military kids, keeping your military marriage strong, or employment issues, we're going to talk about it. Military spouses, we're only stronger together. My goal is to bring you realistic hope and support for your own Mill Spouse journey.
So, hey everyone, welcome to today's episode. I had not intended to start the season off like this, but I had a whole listener Q&A thing that I was going to do, and I will bring that to you in the next couple of weeks for sure. But in light of what's going on in Afghanistan, I wanted to take a few moments to talk about that. I'm aware that even as I'm speaking, things are changing rapidly. So these are some of my thoughts as of August 26th, 2021. So first, I'm going to share a little bit of my story. If you've been a listener of this show or read my book, you already know some of this. My husband served 31 years in the world's greatest Air Force. I've told him he's legendary because it's our nation's youngest service branch, and by the time he'd retired, he'd been around for nearly half of its history. We are a proud military family, and our son is now also serving on active duty. So understand that everything that follows is filtered through that lens. I'd been a military spouse for 13 years when 9/11 happened and changed everything, not just for our country and the world, but for our military members. Of course, like everyone else who lived through it, I will never, ever forget that day. And suddenly, deployment became an everyday word, not just for certain career fields in the military, but for everyone. Everyone would now take their turn going to the sandbox, some multiple times. I can hear a jet flying over right now as I'm recording this because we are near an Air Force base still. We were scared, but proud and patriotic. Glad to bring the fight to this horrid enemy who killed so many of our citizens. My husband was assigned to CENTCOM, Central Command, at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida at that time. And we went from a pretty normal schedule to not seeing him much. During those days, he often slept on a couch at work as the mission was 24/7 and they were overseeing what was happening on the ground in the Middle East. In the weeks immediately following 9/11, we wouldn't see him for days at a time, and that became our new normal. You hear the acronym Ops Tempo, which means Operations Tempo, used for this, and let's just say the Ops Tempo was nuts. This would also result in several deployments over the coming years, including him going to Iraq and Afghanistan. We had four young children during this time. I'll never forget my 12-year-old's reaction to his dad leaving for Baghdad. He tried to protect me and didn't want me to see him crying because he was afraid it would upset me. All of my kids struggled with these separations, knowing that their dad was in danger. It was so much more than just simply missing his presence, this extra layer of fear that accompanied his departures. My husband's final long deployment was a year in Afghanistan while our older two were in high school. We gave up time. We gave up memories. We gave up normal life. Yes, we, quote, knew what we'd signed up for. The adults, anyway. The kids had no choice. But the fact is, we did give up a lot. He missed everything during our oldest son's senior year, as he was gone from July of 1 year to the July of the next, from ceremonies, prom, baseball games, to college visits and applications. He missed our other son's drumline debut, our girls' dance recitals and soccer games, normal family moments, our kids arguing over chores, and every holiday and birthday. Our family will never get that time back. I'm fully aware that others gave up so much more. They gave up limbs. They gave up their mental health. They gave up their physical health. They gave their lives. This is a debt that we as a country cannot repay. And you know what? While most of us agree that it was time to be done in Afghanistan, we deserved a better ending. We all did. You know who else deserved a better ending? The people of Afghanistan and our allies. I'm hearing from a lot of military spouses the past week or so, a common theme is we're angry. They feel that their sacrifices mean nothing right now. They feel betrayed by their own country. One military spouse sent me a note and asked to remain anonymous. She said, "He was never the same. Each deployment to Afghanistan made it worse. The shame and anger of PTSD held him tightly and pushed us apart after the third deployment. The sad thing is that I never stopped loving the person that he was before deployment, and he never found that person again. We ended things, and I always wonder, what if a piece of him didn't die out there?" Unfortunately, this is not a rare scenario. And while Americans have been shielded from another terrorist attack on our own soil so far, thank God, military families have borne the brunt of this safeguarding for the past two decades, while the majority of our country seemed unaware we were even at war. Argue what you will about policy, but in the meantime, terror has been kept from our shores, and a generation of Afghan girls have gone to school and discovered what life can be. I'd like to share what Scott DeLuzio, sorry if I didn't say that correctly, from the Drive On podcast said in his tribute to his brother that he lost in Afghanistan. "My brother, Sergeant Stephen DeLuzio, and SPC Tristan Southworth were killed in action on 22 August 2010 in Afghanistan. Their sacrifices were not made in vain. The war, their deaths, weren't all for nothing. We kept the fight in the enemy's backyard and out of ours. Children had the opportunity to get an education, and a generation grew up without an oppressive rule. Their sacrifices and the thousands of others like theirs meant something. I miss you every day, Steve." We're also frightened for our Afghan friends who worked with the American military. It is wrong, 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 and absolutely unbelievable to leave them behind and endangered this way. This is the point where we feel helpless. And if you're a military spouse, you'd likely rather take some action than sit in that feeling for too long. I'm going to point you to some ways that you can help if you want to, and then I'm sharing some resources for your own mental health as we work through the coming days and weeks. And just a note, if I mention an organization, always do your due diligence and vet any resource that I mentioned. One good source is called Charity Navigator. So I will link to all of these. No One Left Behind is a nonprofit advocacy group that was founded by U.S. Army Captain Matt Zeller and his Afghan interpreter, Janice Shinwari. They're committed to ensuring that America keeps its promise to our allies and their families who risked their lives for our freedom, just like Janice Shinwari, who saved five American soldiers. They're joining up with a couple of other organizations, Mighty Oaks Foundation and the Independence Fund, to form Save Our Allies, which is a new veteran and military support coalition focused on delivering full and timely benefits to U.S. veterans in need and ensuring Afghan and Iraqi personnel and their families who supported U.S. forces are properly protected from violence and persecution by evacuation to safe countries, including the United States. As they say, this is a humanitarian crisis of biblical magnitudes, and the efforts done to save innocent Afghans by governments and individuals across the region and globe has been heroic. So you can donate or purchase supplies for Afghan families and learn more at Save Our Allies, and that's saveourallies.org. Consider supporting the USO. The USO says currently they are mobilizing to support troops as they deploy to Afghanistan by providing personal care items, access to internet, and support to temporary housing units. Staff is also busy prepping USO to-go kits filled with snacks, toiletries, and other necessities. USO locations along the deployment route are stocking up with beverages, snacks, and other refreshments to fuel service members along their journey to Afghanistan. All of this important work is possible thanks to the generous and continued support of dedicated donors. Without them, the USO simply wouldn't be able to provide this rapid support to thousands of deploying troops. So you can learn how to help or donate to the USO at uso.org. If you're facing a rapid deployment of your service member to help support evacuations or other military missions, please know that our hearts are with you. I just heard the news of several military members killed in Kabul, and I'm brokenhearted for them and their families. The news is still playing out as I record this, and sometimes there are no words for this. So my thoughts are with all of you. Yellow Ribbon Box is looking for donations for their care packages for family members of the deployed, and you can find them at yellowribbonbox.org. Here are some organizations helping Afghan refugees, and I will include all of these in the show notes. Keeping Our Promise provides comprehensive resettlement assistance to endangered wartime allies who served U.S. interests in conflict and war zones. The International Institute of St. Louis helps secure jobs, housing, and healthcare for refugees. LIRS Connect, they need people in certain cities in larger metro areas to volunteer for airport pickup, meal delivery, and apartment setup for Afghan refugees. Women for Women offers emergency support for Afghan women. So you know they're in a lot of danger right now. Save the Children. As the United States begins welcoming newly arrived Afghan children and families fleeing violence in their home country, Save the Children has mobilized its emergency response team to meet their most urgent needs. There are so many more great organizations. So if you know of one, please share them with me, as I will be sharing them on the Mill Spouse Matters Instagram so that you can connect and possibly help in some way. Now, for veterans, military members, and families that are struggling right now, there are lots of places to provide mental health support for veterans, military members, and families. The Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. You can also get confidential help from Military OneSource, chat at militaryonesource.mil, or call toll-free 1-800-342-9647. I'm just going to repeat those again. The Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. Military OneSource, 1-800-342-9647. The Military and Family Life Counseling Program, or called MFLEC, is confidential, free, non-medical counseling worldwide for service members, families, and survivors. And that's also at militaryonesource.mil. There are children and youth behavioral, military and family life counselors at the same spot. So military spouses, my friend, she's a fellow podcaster and author, Elaine Bry from Be Safe, Love Mom. You might remember she's been on the show before. She is a veteran spouse and mom of four in the military, and she has a podcast now too. And I was just listening to her episode last week, and she often admonishes other moms whose children are serving in the military to put tools in their military mom toolkit. And I think that's good advice for any military family member. When you can't control what's going on around you, it's important to take care of yourself, whatever that looks like. Time alone, staying active, starting a project, reaching out for support to a trusted friend or family member, or connecting with other military spouses because they get it. You can volunteer for one of the organizations we talked about if you feel like you need to make a difference somehow. If you're a military spouse and you're struggling, distressed, and disturbed over all that's transpiring, please know that you are not alone. It is okay to be angry. I don't think that any of this has been handled well by any measure, but I can't do anything about that. And this is where we are. So in the meantime, I hope that you will feel supported and loved. I often I think one of the biggest things that has helped me through all this is my faith. It's because, you know, I have never had an illusion that I'm in control of anything. I have a free 5-day deployment devotional on my site. If you would like to take a look at that and see if that would help you in any way, I also have a couple of lists, 5 promises of God to hold on to when your spouse deploys, and 15 Bible verses for military spouses facing deployment or separation. And just know that there are others in this with you. You can also find my Christian Military Spouses Facebook group if you would like to come there. It's a group of praying spouses, and you can just feel that connection. And I hope that if you're not feeling that in person, that you will find a way to do that. In the meantime, please take care of yourself, stay strong, and I will talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the MillSpouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at millspousematters.com or on social media as @MillSpouseMatters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.